Welcome to the RCPS Community Partner Cafe. We're glad you're here. This podcast is for parents, community partners, and anyone interested in learning more about education, child development, and other topics related to Rockingham County Public Schools, Virginia. I am your host, Katie LaPira, Coordinator of Community Engagement, along with school social worker Donna Delisle. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to episode 14 of the RCPS Community Partner Cafe. Today, I'm joined by Tammy Stone, who is the Science, STEM, and Challenge Supervisor for Rockingham County Public Schools. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks. I'm so excited to talk with you today.
Awesome. So could you start with what kinds of experiences each one of our students gets with hands-on learning, science activities in our schools?
Oh, perfect. Yes, absolutely. So to highlight a couple, I'll start with just a specific grade. In our third grade curriculum, all students will get to dissect an owl pellet, which is basically where you can, an owl, when it eats, it actually eats its prey whole, and then it throws it back up, anything that it can't digest, like the bones and the fur and the things. And so we get sterilized owl pellets that students dissect and figure out the food chain of what that owl ate. So that's one thing. Another example is, you know, we live in a very agricultural community, and we do a soil experiment in third grade where students learn how to feel the difference between soils and then also learn how to figure out which soil would be best for growing plants and do the different types of plants matter for each type of soil. So that's two examples for just for we do for fourth grade, sixth grade, and ninth grade expect every kid to go outside and do a meaningful watershed educational experience, which means we want them to get in a creek or pond if possible. Ideally, they look for macroinvertebrates or do water quality testing, or our high school students will often come and help with our elementary students there, or they'll even do tree plantings or things like that. Of course, I mean, I could pick any grade level and go into, you know, great detail from building circuits to using makey-makeys, which are a thing you plug into a computer and you make a circuit, and it shows students that your keyboard is just a set of many little circuits, like, and you're either turning the circuit on or off.
Wow, cool. There's just so many ways for science to come to life for our students, and I'm sure it really makes a lot of sense after what they've been reading, you know, in their textbooks or on their Chromebooks, and then really being out there in the environment of which they're learning from. That's great. So as we're getting up to the summer, for us, it's a great time for us to host enrichment activities through STEM camps and summer school. Can you provide a little bit of an overview of how we integrate our STEM activities into our summer school activities to make the learning more engaging over the summer?
Yes. So several years ago, some of our teachers came together and were mentioning that sometimes summer school seemed like it was a little bit dry, and they were looking for activities that would keep students wanting to come back. So we got together a team of people, and we created where there are at least three units for each grade level. And they range everything from the science of cooking, where students will learn how to make muffins and even like learn how to make ice cream and do different types of things like that. And they're learning measuring skills and, you know, chemistry. I mean, cooking is just chemistry in action. Yep. So we have that one. Then we also have for our fourth and fifth grade students a unit called Make It Move, which is where they do all kinds of experiments with force and motion, like they have to protect an egg in an egg drop experiment or sail cars and things like that. And then we also have a gardening one where students can learn about gardening and how to do that. And for our younger students, we have On the Farm, so they can learn about things like that, as well as we also have a mini chemistry one that's where they're learning how to make predictions and do the scientific method with all these little small experiments that the kids really like. A kid favorite one from the summer with the outdoor learning is actually giving them some solar beads that change color in the sun, mm-hmm. and asking them to build a habitat for an animal that would keep them protected from the sun.
Oh, that's really neat. So if they're going to be at school during the summer, you might as well be having lots of fun, just what summer is intended for, and learning along the way. That's really great. So you mentioned working with current high school students during the summer. Can you talk about how Rockingham County Public Schools is growing the next generation of teachers through our Teachers for Tomorrow?
Absolutely. So during the school year, we've had Teachers for Tomorrow for many years, but many students couldn't fit it into their schedule or didn't have the transportation to a school to be able to go for the Teachers for Tomorrow experience. So we started a program where we have students sign up to help with our summer school program with our Teachers for Tomorrow. And they come in and they can ride the school bus with the students that are coming for summer school, and they do read alouds with the students. We do training with them to teach them how to help with math techniques and how to help with STEM activities and even how to help with classroom management. Last summer, we had 27 students who participated, and this summer, we have 34 students who have signed up to participate.
Wow.
We do get a reference check on them from their teachers to make sure that we think they're going to work well with students. And many students who have done this have actually come back numerous years. We even had one student who moved out of district, and she contacted me in the school that she's done it with the previous 3 years and asked if she could just come volunteer this summer as a senior because they don't offer this program where she moved to.
Oh, well, that's just such a great experience for both the younger students and the older students to kind of learn from one another, and especially if those students are wanting to become teachers, just giving them the hands-on time of being with the students. That's a really great opportunity. So we provide our students with challenging opportunities to provide interested students with in-depth research and inquiry options. And this is, I think, mainly on the high school level. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but could you just explain a little bit more about what that looks like for our students?
Absolutely. So sometimes we'll have, and actually we'll have it at middle school as well sometimes. We'll have students who just want to do something above and beyond what they're doing in their regular science class and kind of explore those things. And they usually reach out to either me or to the challenge teacher in the building. And we'll mention that they just want an opportunity. So we have a couple of students who have done that this year. One built an artificial pancreas, and another one tested ways to redesign bikes because he wants to be a bike engineer. Both of the students had me as a mentor, but as an independent study generated, in that they have to be self-reliant on a lot of the work, and they get the assignments and then they seek help. And sometimes it's not always easy because they might have to wait to hear from a JMU professor, or they might have to wait to hear from these. But it's really exciting to see the students figure out things that are sometimes even above what I understand and see what they can accomplish. And even just seeing them share and present their work is very exciting to do. We also we've had some middle school students. We actually had a middle school student recently who reached out to do this as well. And then we also offer some other opportunities for kids that they can do that are just kind of above and beyond, like our Kid Wind and Solar Challenges that we do, which I would love to brag that Rockingham County swept the states with the first, second, and third place winnings of the Solar Challenge from our two schools of Hilliard and Pence that participated. And that's exciting because students have to build something that is going to use solar power, and they have to be able to explain all their circuitry. They have to be able to explain how much energy they need from the sun and what their solar panel capacity is going to be. They have to talk about how they would store some energy and have a way to store the energy for when the sun's not out, so that the device could still be used. And, you know, kind of to highlight a couple of things that kids have done there is one team this year built a robotic hand with a 3D printer.
Oh.
And then figured out how to make that hand move and be coded based on what they wanted it to do at that time. Another group designed a ski lodge, and they had to think about how much tension was going to be on their ski lift. And they had to, and that was probably their biggest challenge because the wires they chose kept breaking on them. But they 3D printed the ski lift chairs, and they figured out how much energy they would need to man that. And then they also had you know, a guard station or a check station that would light up for people to know where to go and things like that. So it's exciting to see kids and their projects and how their minds go.
It really is. And that's just in middle school. So it's just exciting to see what's going to happen as they grow in their education into high school. And speaking of which, we hear a lot about STEM and its importance for the future jobs for our students. And how are we preparing students to be competitive in the workforce?
Oh, great question. So, you know, it's in so many different facets. Like one of the things is that you think about our Teachers for Tomorrow program. Even if that person working in the summer decides teaching's not for them, they are learning some of the most important STEM skills that you could potentially learn. And that's those soft skills. The soft skills are, you know, leadership, emotional intelligence, how to connect with people, how to communicate with people, and how to collaborate, or sometimes even get people who don't want to collaborate to collaborate, because not everybody always wants to do what you want them to do when you want them to. And that's where them learning those skills is very important. But then we also do it in our regular classrooms. Like, so for example, in our sixth grade classes, every sixth grade student this year is doing a microbit project. And that microbit project, they are learning how to code a microbit. A microbit is basically a small little mini computer that you can get to do different things. And what they did was they were given the task of creating an early warning system for if there was a major emergency, like a flash flood that came and blocked a road. The microbit would sense when the water was flowing too high and would send a radio message up to the top of the hill or whatever, where there was a sign that would say, turn around, water too deep, or things. Or they could have done an early warning system for when the sidewalk is too hot for you to walk your dog. And students could pick what the issue was, and then they could design the system to do that. And so they learned how to work together and problem solve, critically think through what would you need to do to be able to do this. And those are some of the most important parts, the critical thinking and problem solving, along with the communication and the reflection on your work. So after they finish the project, they then shared it with groups and got feedback on how that was.
We hear from a lot of the people who are hiring are those soft skills that are so important. And, in these ages of when we do a lot of work on our phone or we're engaged just singly in our own work, it's really great to collaborate with other people and getting that feedback and learning how to work as a team. Well, I really appreciate all of the time that you've spent with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to cover that we may have missed in talking today?
No, but I'm just always amazed with how I will, say, having heard from parents before and working around here, that I think our students are well prepared for STEM classes. Like, I know I work part-time at JMU in the evenings, and we've had numerous of our students who've gone through the chemistry and the engineering departments there, as well as other places, and I feel like our students are prepared for the next steps that they take.
Well, and this is just another example of our amazing educators that are getting our students prepared for the future and just the really unique and wonderful opportunities that we offer here in Rockingham County Public Schools. And so thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the RCPS Community Partner Cafe. If you would like to learn more about the information discussed on this podcast, visit us at www.rcps.net. If you have questions related to your own child, please contact their school directly. The information shared on this podcast does not substitute for advice directly related to your child. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, be sure to share.